This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who?
Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Hour number two of Radio Night Live is underway, and we are glad to have you along. Coming up, it is, of course, the Ladies' Lounge this hour, and we have three special guests that we will be talking with. Kelsey Bowler of the Independent Women's Forum, senior strategist. She's going to weigh in on the baby formula crisis. I don't know if you've been paying attention to this, but it is a remarkably bad situation for the moms across America that need formula. And besides that, guys, do you hear that white noise that's in the mix? I don't know what's going on there. My headphones are full of it. Anyway, so that's Kelsey. And then after that, we will speak with Bethany Mandel, who is the editor for the Heroes of Liberty series. We have talked about this book series on this show multiple times in recent months. The new Hero of Liberty that they are highlighting, Rush Limbaugh. And, of course, we just lost him last year. Big loss in the talk radio community. But his championship issue was the First Amendment. And he championed it in ways that nobody else did. We'll get into that with Bethany Mandel and why you should be subscribed to the Heroes of Liberty series, because it will help your kids read about Heroes of Liberty that they will not find anywhere else. Then, in addition to that, we have got some very interesting and fun things yet to come. Kristen B. Tate, a little bit later in the hour, is going to talk about the census in 2020 and how that has impacted what they are expecting to be the turnout of states in 2024. Now, why is that significant? Well, part of it is this. If you overcount certain states, then there are more electors in the Electoral College than there should be. And she has found, in doing a deep dive on the census and some of the stuff that's happened, that there may be up to 17 states that have too many, that have overcounted and will have too many electors in the 2024 cycle. And here's the part that it's not going to be fun to talk about. There's no options. There's no recourse. Unless Congress decides to pass a law to address it, they would have to do that. But we'll talk about that with Kristen B. Tate a little bit later in the hour as well. And then Taylor Swift is back with us at the end of the hour with another great song of hers from her not so distant past she has coming up. All right, so all of that to say, in the first hour tonight, we talked about the constitutional Supreme Court cases that are coming down as it relates to guns and to the abortion issue. And I want to go back to the gun issue for just a second. Because this last week, the president did address the country, and he did say some remarkably, just remarkable things for his time on the public stage. He talked about the need to ban certain types of high-powered weapons, assault weapons. Now, there's been a congressman from New York State that has been very outspoken about this last week. And he said multiple times, we need to ban assault weapons. Now, assault weapons aren't an exact category. There is no official category that says this is an assault weapon and this is an assault weapon. Mostly because you can use a stick to assault somebody, and I guess if you wanted to call a stick an assault weapon, you could try to ban them, though there's a lot of trees that are still growing on planet Earth. I don't know what that accomplishes. When this particular congressman by the name of Mondaire Jones said, well, here's what we need to do. There are these guns called semi-automatics, and they are assault weapons, and we need to get rid of all semi-automatics. Now, some of you, some of my listeners in Kentucky and Alabama and Texas and Florida tonight, you're laughing, even as I say that, because you know that practically every weapon that's sold now is an assault weapon, if that is the definition by which you're calling it. Even a six-shooter is considered a semi-automatic, because when you fire the bullet, it rotates the caliber and you get the next bullet in line ready to shoot. That's all a semi-automatic means, is that after the gun has shot, it loads the next bullet prepared to be shot. The shooting that took place in Uvalde and in Tulsa and in Buffalo and Laguna in the last few weeks were all done with semi-automatic weapons. Weapons that shot one bullet at a time and loaded the next round as soon as that bullet was shot. There wasn't a single one of those shooters that had an M16 automatic, which, as I explained to my 12-year-old today, the difference between the two, you pull the trigger once with the automatic, fully automatic weapon, and it just fires and fires and fires until you stop pulling the trigger. A semi-automatic, you fire the round, and it loads the next round. And you fire that round, and then it loads the next round. That's why six shooters have been semi-automatics from the beginning of time. Now, the president said we need to do away with assault weapons, and he was implying that semi-automatics were part of what he would see. But then when you ask Mondaire Jones about it, going back to his congressional office, he goes, well, handguns wouldn't even be impacted by this. Oh, really? They are, in fact, semi-automatics, and you just said that semi-automatics are assault weapons. So Mondaire Jones, as a congressman from New York, is kind of stupid when it comes to guns. He just doesn't know what he's talking about. And, you know, he could be entirely innocent in that. He may have never had an interest in a firearm, never had any training with a firearm, may be talking about things that he just doesn't know about when it comes to firearms. In fact, that's what I'm kind of thinking he's doing because of how ridiculous the statements that he's making are. But that's not the kind of person that should be writing the legislation to decide whether or not you and I can keep our semi-automatics that we have for personal and family and home defense. The president also in his statement before the nation this week went on to talk about the age of buying guns and how it needs to be raised from 18 to 21. He talked about things like, you know, magazine sizes and all this other stuff. Look, none of this stuff, none of the things that he mentioned in his State of the Union address would have substantively impacted any of the shootings that took place over the last 2 weeks. And do you know why? Because none of those people that did any of those shootings were following the law when they committed the crime at the time. So if you have someone who's committed to breaking the law to commit crime, which is kind of what it is by definition, if you think about it, they're not really going to be impacted by you passing a new law. And this is the frustration that particularly the Democrats are having right now, because they really want the entire nation to be so vexed, like Steve Kerr was last week, it's time to do something against the gun lobby. What's the gun lobby? Who's the gun lobby? I own six firearms. There's nobody that came and asked me to go buy them. Nobody convinced me that I needed to do that. I was convinced on my own accord to go buy those guns. But don't break into my house. That's all I'm saying. Because I will use it with knowledge and with forethought and with training. And every American that is a law-abiding citizen has the right to do what I would do, regardless of what state they're in, regardless of what city they're in. You are not allowed to openly commit crime against me and prevent me from being able to defend myself. That's the essence of the Second Amendment. Not just to take down a government that's being tyrannical, but to say to those around me that would do me harm, don't do it, or you may lose your life. This is, and in states where you have open carry and concealed carry, you've got the lowest murder rates and the lowest crime rates as a result of that. Criminals don't want to go into situations where they think they're going to get shot back at. And that's why Laguna, Buffalo, Tulsa, and Uvalde all happened in gun-free zones. because those shooters thought, there's not going to be anybody there to stop me. I can do whatever I want. It's shooting fish in a barrel. And sadly, they're kind of right. And that's why this Supreme Court case is going to come down on the New York law, defining whether or not it is constitutional to require citizens to be unarmed when they could otherwise be protected. It's going to mean something. And it may mean something across the nation. If they decide it narrowly, they could just apply the outcome to New York State. But if they decide it broadly, as it applies to the Constitution, it will create constitutional carry, most likely, overnight in all 50 states. Criminals, be on notice. Don't commit crime. Don't assault people. Don't try to kill people. Doing so threatens your own existence, and for your own well-being, you should not do those things. Just a word of warning. Kevin McCullough, we've got a great hour ahead. Kelsey Bowler joins me next from the Independent Women's Forum, then Bethany Mandel. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, so glad to have you with us, and always glad to have Kelsey Bowler joining us. Kelsey does a number of things, and all of them expertly. She's a yoga instructor. She's a mom. But beyond that, she's a talented writer, observer of the human condition, strategist for the Independent Women's Forum, a contributor to the Federalist, a contributor to the Bright email, and she's even got a piece at Real Clear Politics today that we're going to talk about. But I just love having someone that talented still take time out to talk about what's going on in the world on my show. It makes my show better. It makes us all think more clearly. So, Kelsey, with that adulation and praise today, welcome back. Always good to talk to you.
Kevin, I'm honored. Thank you for that kind introduction.
You got it. So the last few weeks, and, you know, I think that everybody got a holiday weekend, so the hope, I think, for the administration was everybody was going to forget about all the problems that were going on in the world. But the last few weeks, I have seen an awful lot of discussion about Roe v. Wade, and it's been, Kelsey, I don't know if you've had the same experience, it's been really weird to hear the discussion of young children and so passionately debated by, you know, both sides as to whether or not this really impacts kids or not, et cetera, et cetera. And yet the ongoing crisis about born babies having something to eat doesn't seem to be getting resolved very quickly. And we found out some new stuff thanks to Congressional Representative Elise Stefanik this week. Explain.
Yeah, so actually, the Biden administration claims there's not much more they could have or should have done. President Biden yesterday said he became aware of the shortage, or at least how intense it was, in early April. And yet, President Biden's first statement about the baby formula shortage came May 13th. So that leaves us asking a lot of questions about what was happening between early April, when he says he learned about the shortage of baby formula, to mid-May, when his administration finally decided to do something about it. And let's point out that it was the FDA under the Biden administration which essentially forced one of the nation's largest baby formula manufacturers to shut down. And when this happened, President Biden has kind of tried to claim, well, maybe if I were a mind reader, I would have been able to do something about it. But actually, if you look at the record, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik actually wrote a letter to the FDA demanding transparency and accountability about what was happening in this baby formula manufacturer that was shut down. And so this whole idea that the Biden administration could have acted sooner with more urgency, or could fail to predict this crisis, I think is not only a lie, but it's really illustrative of the entire administration's track record of shifting blame and failing to predict crises before they happen, before they reach crisis level. And I can tell you, as a new mom, the baby formula shortage is a crisis. It very much is still a crisis, especially in some rural areas across the country. It is very scary for parents who don't have enough formula to feed their babies.
Well, I think that one of the interesting things about this, Kelsey, is that we all expected Mr. Biden to have some awareness of something. It took him a month, but, you know, it takes him 30 days to realize what he had for breakfast that morning. So, and you know, I used to laugh at that because I used to think it was kind of witty and funny, but it is more the truth than we've ever seen it before. And whether this guy is just the most completely incompetent
man that's ever held the office, which I think he's certainly in the running for. I mean, I think you have to look at, just the two or three other presidents in the history of the country that were easily as bad on all the decisions. But that's the decisions. Like, what makes the decisions underneath that skull? Like, what is driving his brain? Is it complete negligence? Is it an agenda that is so at odds with American life and the way we know it? Or is it that he's just too old to be able to comprehend and his dementia is setting in and he just has no clear understanding of the universe around him? I mean, I think there's an argument to be made that it's all three. And depending on whatever day of the week, you just get a little bit more of that slice of Joe Biden. But this is why elections are so important, because when we go to the voting booth and we vote for complete boobs in terms of mental capacity, this is the end result. And every person in America is suffering because of this guy being evil, dumb, old, incapacitated, whatever adjective needs to go there. We're all suffering because of it.
Kevin, I couldn't agree more. President Biden is the leader of the free world. And what a leader's job to do is to predict what is going to happen so that we don't face one crisis after another. If you look at what happened with the way he withdrew American troops from Afghanistan, that turned into a crisis that never should have been a crisis. He failed to predict inflation. He could have acted sooner to prevent Americans from feeling the pains of the cost of groceries and gas right now. He failed to predict that and allowed it to become a crisis. He failed to predict what would happen when his own FDA shut down a baby formula manufacturer that's responsible for 40% of the nation's baby formula. Time and again, President Biden has proven he is incapable of predicting what will happen, and Americans are suffering as a result. And in this case, we have poor innocent babies and stressed out mothers suffering as a result. I don't care your politics. This president has proven he is incapable of predicting very obvious consequences of his administration's decisions.
Well, and on top of that, all the questions I just raised about him as an individual, I think he totally has support staff that fall into different categories. So I do think there are some agenda-driven people that have a lot of influence with him that are whispering in his ears saying, let's go this direction. And they're not doing it to avoid the crisis. In fact, I think that the energy crisis, which is driving a lot of the other crises that you just mentioned, when you don't have inexpensive energy sources, everything else gets way, way, way more expensive. But when they're sitting on it on purpose and they're saying this is the way we're supposed to be going, that they want this calamity. They want us to fold in half. And say we give up. We're gonna change the way America operates. We're gonna move to a totally green future or totally non-fossil fuel future. And take any of the categories that you just mentioned and ask the question. Well, where did that decision come from? I bet 9 times out of 10 there's someone in the administration that's got an agenda point that they're trying to get done. And the thing about this guy is he doesn't know how to manage it one to the other, and then he finds himself in these big deep holes. And I think that the American people have to speak with a really resounding big voice on in November this year and say we're not gonna elect these types of les incompetents anymore. We're done with this. We got to have responsible people at the helm. Kelsey, always appreciate your insight. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. There she goes. And you need to follow her on Twitter and just follow all the stuff that she does. It's amazing her level of reporting and contribution across the board. You'll see her on Fox News and other places as well. Kevin McCullough, we've still got a big show straight ahead. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Marriott is suspending all of its operations in Russia. The hotel company is citing restrictions imposed by the U.S., U.K., and EU. Marriott International said in a statement it has come to view that the newly announced restrictions will make it impossible for them to continue to operate or franchise hotels in the Russian market. The company closed its Moscow office and paused the opening of new hotels and all future hotel investment in Russia following the invasion of Ukraine 101 days ago. The baby formula plant that was shuttered after a federal inspection has reopened. The Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan, had been closed for 5 months after an FDA inspection discovered unsanitary conditions. The factory produced most of the country's supply of powdered Similac and specialty formulas. Its closure led to the national shortage of baby formula. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Nightlife. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, so glad to have you with us, and very honored to have Bethany Mandel back with us. She is the editor of the Heroes of Liberty book series. I am holding in my hand the splashingly good-looking copy of the new subject this month, Rush Limbaugh and the First Amendment, the subject of the Heroes of Liberty book series. And I say it's splendidly good-looking because Rush was notorious for calling himself, you know, the handsomest man on earth. All those kinds of things. He was very funny that way. We'll get to that in a second. But Bethany, it's good to have you back. First of all, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Now, You retweeted something this week that I think is kind of hilarious. And it's not hilarious from a comedy standpoint, though if the consequences weren't so consequential, it would be. But the press secretary's office at the Joe Biden White House has had a rough go of things. In fact, I think it's pretty easy to see why Jen Psaki got out when she did. But I'm just curious, as someone who has written, observed, reported on, commented on politics for a long time, how badly run is that organization when it comes to a messaging standpoint?
I mean, so it's hard to say if it's badly run or if they're just, you know, they're cooking with soured materials. Because the fact is, like, you know, with the economy is the way that it is and foreign policy the way that it is, they're really, it's like trying to sell rotten milk. So, in a way, I feel for them because, you know, there's only so many ways we can spin, like, you know, the worst economy in any of our lifetimes and a weakened national defense to the likes of which are terrifying.
Right. Well, this week, the press secretary was caught being unable to define why pre-departure testing serves a purpose. We're talking about travel. We're talking about COVID, et cetera. We spent hundreds of millions of dollars on this. It has disrupted the lives of people trying to go places and get home from places like you wouldn't believe. And now most of the rest of the world doesn't do it anymore. But the Biden White House doesn't see things the same way you and I see them. They literally look at the sky and think it's red.
I mean, it's along the lines of them trying to bring back the masks on flights. I was just on a plane 2 days ago, and I could count on my hand how many people were wearing masks.
Yeah.
They have just a complete inability to read the room and see that, you know, not only are their policies ineffectual, but they're also deeply unpopular.
Yeah. Well, and they just want to keep pushing them at us. So, you know, hey, there's midterms coming up in just a couple months. We'll be there. Real quickly, let's move over to Rush Limbaugh. Now, you had tipped me off that he was an upcoming feature in the Heroes of Liberty series, but I want people to, just for new ones that are listening to us for the first time, remind us about the purpose of Heroes of Liberty and what the Rush Limbaugh book represents to you.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're making these beautifully illustrated children's books about, you know, figures that we want our kids to be familiar with, and perhaps more importantly, not just necessarily the individuals, but also what they represented. And so, you know, every month we have a hero and we write a book about them, but we also are trying to use their story to be instructive to children about what they stood for and what is important for children to take away. And for the Rush Limbaugh book, you know, it's the importance of speaking your mind and the First Amendment. And, you know, sometimes you say things that are not popular, but those things are incredibly consequential in, you know, the lives of individual people, but also, you know, in the history of our country and in the trajectory of our nation. I mean, we wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation were it not for Rush. And,
Right. You
know, unfortunately, he passed away. And, you know, there's going to be an entire generation of kids that don't know who he was and don't know what his influence was and don't know, you know, how he changed the national discourse for the better. And so we wanted to write a book that sort of showed the next generation of kids, like, you know, we are where we are because of a guy named Rush Limbaugh.
You talked about the lovely illustrations, and they really are just superb. But I'm holding up to the camera the picture of Melania putting on the medal on Rush at the State of the Union address, which was his last major public appearance before he passed away. Talk to me about the artwork and what went into this particular volume.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so it was, it's getting, thank God, easier because we're becoming more well-known and more popular. In the beginning, it was really hard for us to find illustrators who would work with us because they were afraid of getting canceled. And so we, you know, we've been working with illustrators from around the world, and it's actually been a pretty cool experience. But we decided, you know, we decided that the artwork is the most important thing, and so we really tried to invest as much as we could in that artwork, and it reflects in the art. And one of the things I loved about that page in particular, of, you know, at the State of the Union when he received the Medal of Honor, is that we could sort of stop and say, let's look at the actual video here.
Yeah. No, I think that's awesome. Go to heroesofliberty.com. That's how simple it is. Heroesofliberty.com. Use my promo code KMC. You'll get a discount when you purchase either a single volume, or if you do what we do, we've got the monthly subscription. We just get the new one every time it comes out. But go get heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC. Bethany Mandel, always appreciate you. Thank you for being here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Once again, Kevin McCullough.
What, after all of the missteps of 2020 and the disaster of sending out, you know, millions, gazillion, billions of blank ballots to just every address on the planet. And after something that happens in 2022, where I predict the incompetency of the current administration might actually catch up to them and be held somewhat accountable, would it be possible for something like a census blunder to tip the 2024 election cycle to the Democrats? It sounds a little weird, to be honest with you. We're this far out from 2024. But it's something that Kristen Tate is encouraging people to take a look at in her most recent piece at The Hill. And she rejoins us. Kristen, always good to have you with us. If for no other reason than you really make us think and you let us know things that we probably should know, but we don't. Explain what census blunder might have occurred that could tip 2024 to the Democrats.
Hey, Kev. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, so the Census Bureau kind of quietly announced and acknowledged a week or two ago that 14 states had pretty significant miscounts in the 2020 census. And interestingly, almost all of the states that were dramatically overcounted were Democrat states, and then the undercounted states tended to be Republican states. So, like, I'll just name some of the states with the biggest blunders. Among the overcounted were Delaware, New York, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. Of course, these are all states that overwhelmingly went for Joe Biden. And then five of the six states that were the most undercounted were Texas, Florida, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Arkansas. So, and then the only state, by the way, that was undercounted that went for Joe Biden in the last election was Illinois. All the others that were undercounted were Republican states. So, you know, this could create some big problems in the midterms and, of course, the presidential elections. This is going to create all kinds of inaccurate redistricting. And then the Electoral College determines the weight per state based on the total number of representatives and senators. So the loss or gain of a single state actually affects two electoral votes, because it's one gained by one party and one lost by another. So when you have these elections where, you know, the vote tallies are so close in some states, this really could actually impact the election.
So let's break this down a little bit, because I want to make sure we slow down to go fast. By a state overcounting its population, it gets more congressional representation. Is that the implication here? And therefore, that's how it it affects, if you will, the College of the Electors.
Correct. And what's really unclear here is how this blunder happened. You know, the Census Bureau announced, and again, I want to be clear, they were very, like, weirdly quiet about this sort of acknowledgement. It wasn't even really an announcement. They just sort of stated it in this report that they released. Like, oh, we miscounted all these states. And they don't explain why or how this actually happened. But nobody was talking about it. And I saw this report and I thought, this is really bad stuff. And you know, the worst part about this, Kevin, is we now know that these errors have happened.
Right.
And there's nothing we can do about it. It can't be corrected before the 2024 general election. Back in 1999, the Supreme Court actually ruled that, you know, more accurate numbers can't be used, even if you know that the current count is inaccurate. So we just have to basically accept the fact that Democrats are going to now have an advantage in the next few elections.
It's another way that the cheat is just baked in. But so let me see if I can understand this, because this is hard for me to wrap my head around. We may actually have people elected to Congress supposedly representing population that does not exist.
Exactly. And I want to be very clear here. These aren't just small numbers in some of the states. The Census Bureau actually missed more than 5% of the populations of Arkansas, Delaware, and Hawaii. And that, you know, 5%, That's a kind of significant number when you, again, when you consider.
When you're talking about millions of people. Sure. Absolutely.
Exactly. Millions of people. So this is just really infuriating. And again, it's unclear how or why this happened. And it's also just blood boiling the way that the Census Bureau just sort of stuck this in a report. And they're acting like this is no big deal. And no, you know, this is just, sorry, this happened. And we all just have to accept it now.
So there is literally no recourse. By raising awareness about this, we could not get Congress involved to pass legislation that could take an attempt to take a stab at correcting it. Let's say if we do win the House in November of this year.
I'm not a legal expert, so I'm not 100% certain on that. But from what I understand, no, there's no recourse. The Supreme Court has released a very clear ruling back in 1999. So I'm not sure, you know, how this could be fixed. But, you know, people are finally, you know, my article and, you know, since my article came out, some others are finally starting to ring the alarm bells on this. So people are starting to talk about it. But from my understanding, there is nothing that can be done. We are just stuck with this.
It is really hard to win elections when the people that you're basing everything on don't exist.
Exactly.
So, well, that is truly stunning. Now, in terms of practicality, it could impact the density of the House of Representatives for those states. Does it do anything in the general population? Oh, I guess if they overcounted, then it would be possible if they were doing mass, you know, mail-in voting to send ballots out to all the people that were overcounted and have those as possible legal ballots in a general election.
Oh, yeah. There are so many ways that this could negatively impact the election for the Republicans. And I mean, think about it. If the top overcounted states, which again are overwhelmingly Democrat, had each lost one seat and then the undercounted ones had gained a seat, those Democrat voting states would have lost 9 seats in Congress. And then that's the same in the Electoral College. That is no joke. That's like, you know, elections can be decided on these numbers.
Right.
That would,
well, when Congress is as closely divided, well, and you already are battling this whole malaise of our elections can't be honest anyway. And, you know, this is not going to add to the reliability, shall we say, of people having confidence in the elections anyway. Kristen, always appreciate you. Thank you so much. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again from the music spotlight stage, Taylor Swift.
This ain't for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me, for me, for me, for me, for me, for me. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me dream. Starboard on the east side, where you at? Pulling lights at my nightstand in the black. Come here, you can meet me in the back. Dark jeans and your Nikes, look at you. Oh, damn, never seen that color blue. Just think of the fun things we could do.
Sometimes when I look
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.